This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Ukraine say rolling blackouts across the country could continue through March. The warning comes as Ukrainians brace for an extremely grim winter after weeks of relentless Russian strikes against its power grid. One energy official said Tuesday described the power grid damage as colossal. Ukrainians are being told to stock up on warm clothes, blankets, and anything that might help, or even evacuate the worst areas or possibly leave the country. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, is warning that millions in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter. Speaking late Monday, the WHO's European Regional Director Hans Klug told reporters, put simply, this winter will be about survival, with Ukrainians facing unique health challenges.
It's vital for the U.S. to have...
This week, the war enters its ninth month, and already some 10 million people are at risk of mental disorders such as acute stress, anxiety, depression, substance use, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Klug said the WHO has recorded more than 700 attacks on Ukraine's health facilities since Russia's invasion began in February. He called it a clear breach of international humanitarian law. Ukraine's security services said Tuesday they have carried out a raid on a historic Orthodox monastery in Kyiv in order to counter suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. The raid took place at the Kyiv Perchis Lavra Monastery. A Ukrainian security service statement said the action was aimed at preventing the monastery from being used to shelter sabotage and reconnaissance groups, foreign citizens, or weapons storage. The Russian Orthodox Church and the Kremlin condemned the raid. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday criticized the decision by soccer's international governing organization, FIFA, to threaten players at the World Cup with yellow cards if they wear armbands supporting inclusion and diversity. The captains of several European teams had planned to wear One Love campaign anti-discrimination bands during the World Cup soccer tournament matches. The conservative World Cup host country Qatar has many strict laws, including one that outlaws homosexuality. Blinken said it was always concerning when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. Blinken added it's especially so when expression is for diversity or inclusion. Blinken made the comments at a Doha news conference alongside his Qatari counterpart, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman Al Thani. The foreign minister said despite their differences, the Qatar-U.S. relationship is important for both nations.
It's vital for the U.S. to have a partner like Qatar in this region. It's vital for us globally to have a partner like the U.S. And I've been saying this repeatedly, Qatar-U.S. partnership is actually the most important international relationship that Qatar has on the international sea beyond our region. So this is something that we are committed to pursue together with my colleague, Tory, to continue pursuing this with also the future administration.
The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday denounced Iran's increasingly harsh and deadly crackdown on mass protests that have been rocking the country for more than 2 months. The ongoing nationwide protests in Iran began in response to the September 16th death of 22-year-old Iranian Mahsa Amini while in police custody. Iran's morality police arrested Amani days earlier for allegedly not covering her hair fully enough with a hijab. As the protests have broadened to a general protest against Iran's strict Muslim theocracy, the reaction from Iran's security forces has been more and more harsh. At a Geneva news conference, UN High Commissioner on Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence said at least 300 people have been killed since the protests began, including 40 children. He said the lack of accountability for gross human rights violations in Iran remains persistent.
Of particular concern is the authorities' apparent refusal to release the bodies of those killed to their families, or making the release of their bodies conditional on the families not speaking to the media, or agreeing to give a false narrative on the cause of death.
The Human Rights Office urged Iranian authorities to address the people's demands for equality, dignity, and rights instead of using unnecessary or disproportionate force to suppress the protests. More information on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This